Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is A God Who Delivers. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A God Who Delivers, written and read by Lynette Kittle. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us again. On Him we have set our hope, that He will continue to deliver us. 2 Corinthians 1:10. Do you believe you can only ask God for so much help, for so many times, and then you're out of luck, cut loose, on your own, because you've used up all your requests? If so, it's just not true. Although most people and organizations tend to reach a limit where they are no longer willing to continue helping someone out of continual jams, there is no limit to the times we can turn to God for help. As well, God doesn't limit His help to those who deserve to be helped. He is compassionate, merciful, and tender-hearted, willing to reach out to those who have chosen their own destructive paths. Individuals who many have given up on, believing they don't deserve to be helped. Like so many people nowadays encourage others to cut toxic people out of their lives, God doesn't turn His back on even those deemed the most toxic of all. If so, there would have been no hope for any of us, because each of us was born with a lethal dose of sin in our bloodstream, toxic and tainted to the point of eternal death. Yet we can't ever be too toxic for God to love us. Romans 5:8 explains, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." As well, no matter how far we choose to stray away from God, even in the most drastic situations where all seems hopeless, He is willing to deliver us when we turn towards Him. Consider Jonah, who disobeyed and ran from God, finding himself caught in the deepest, darkest despair in a hopeless situation. Jonah 2:1-2. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and You listened to my cry." Even there, God delivered him from the belly of a big fish when he cried out and repented of his sinfulness. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Jonah 2:10. As well, those who devoutly serve God are sometimes caught in the hands of wicked men, where there seems no possible earthly escape for their dilemma, like the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego facing an evil king. As Daniel 3:14 describes, "And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up?' Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, 'King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and He will deliver us from your majesty's hand.'" Daniel 3:16-17. And we know, as the story goes, God not only helped them, but was present with them in the fiery furnace. Daniel 3:25. Sometimes we believe we can't ask God to deliver us when we're facing troubles due to our own doings. But God is merciful, and even in the worst situations, whether we created them ourselves or caught in the hands of evil men, we can ask God for help. As Psalm 34:17 describes, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Likewise, Psalm 34:19, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Furthermore, Psalm 37:40 assures, the Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in Him. Intersecting faith and life. What are you facing today, this week, or this coming year? Does it seem too much for you to handle? Are evil people backing you into a corner? Or maybe you have gotten yourself into a terrible situation. If so, know God is waiting, willing, and ready to answer your cries when you turn to Him for deliverance. Further reading, 10 powerful prayers for deliverance when you need Jesus to rescue you.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.